Join us here at Last Adam Tabernacle as we bring Christ to the nation.
Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Happy 8 years. Hallelujah. Good to see all of you. Good to see Mariam. Yes, Mariam and family calling. Good to see all of you. Hallelujah. Dennis and Christine, welcome back from Knoxville. Hallelujah. Amen. Welcome back from where? In Knoxville. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Now, the school where their child went, Elizabeth, in the U.S., okay? First of all, for those of you who don't know, it was actually a dream. They got the school in a dream, all right? However, that wasn't God's first choice, okay? For those of you who know the story, that Elizabeth Mujimba, all right, was supposed to go to Budo, okay, King's College for school, high school, hallelujah. But someone, you know, messed around with the will of God, all right, and God came up with a plan B. And the plan B was Knoxville. Glory be to God. Amen. In my opinion, definitely in every Ugandan's opinion, every Ugandan of understanding, okay, a better what? A better deal. Hallelujah. All right? And years ago, I used to preach. You know, yeah, years ago, I was a very good preacher, okay? And I used to, there are times when I used to preach about plan B. Okay? All right? Yes. Okay? And, okay? I don't know whether Christine meant the same thing that I'm going to say, but I thought she didn't mean what I was going to say. All right? Plan B is always better than plan A. Hallelujah. So it is not just plan B, you understand? Eh? It is actually always a better deal. And I have experiences in my life, okay? Some of them, for people who don't know them, you get to hear them in heaven. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, plan B. Now, when I, after that Sunday, when I talked about Elizabeth is going to the U.S. and plan B, I began to think something which I've thought about at times, all right, that a Christian who has worked with God and knows that concept of plan B always being better than plan A, all right, I began to think that I hope there are no people, okay, who always wish that something fails. But they don't do that, amen? That's a bad heart. You leave things to God. Glory be to God. By the way, honestly, and it is logical, and it is not evil, you understand? But I began to think about those things, okay? And that's not the first time I've thought about it. I've thought about it, you know, for years, that Christians who know this concept, okay, the mystery of plan B, always being better than plan A, all right? I hope they don't, you know, always be there praying that God, now, okay, someone is supposed to give me a job, and they know it, they're supposed to give me a job, they know it, okay? Then you begin to pray for them, that they actually disobey God. So that God can what? Anyway, those are things which are, yeah, which what? Which cross my mind. Amen? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah. There are things I want to say, but what? Okay, but it's not good to say them on what? Anniversary. Eh? Hallelujah. But they are powerful things. Glory be to God. I always what? Preach powerful stuff. Or say powerful things, but in an unserious manner. And people don't realize that I've said something very serious. Glory be to God. Amen. Way back when I used to preach in Zoe, I used to say serious things. Very serious things. Hallelujah. And people, some used to just laugh. Some used to never want, when they would get to know that Elvis is not going to preach on that day. Some people what? Would say, I'm not what? Coming. Yet I was preaching serious things. Very what? Hey. However, God warned some people through a dream Mariam had back in the day. Alright? Yeah, there are people we have worked with for years. Okay? Mariam, one time in those days, gets a dream, and it was the Lord. Eh? Jesus? Okay, so in that dream, I had a lot of gray hair. Actually, my whole head was white. Isn't it? White. Okay? Eden. Hmm? White hair. Oh, the whole, you know. And then she was with the Lord and she asked the Lord, okay, the Moses I know, okay, is not like that, you know. Okay? Then the Lord said that white hair on his head, okay, it symbolizes the wisdom which he has. Glory be to God. Amen. Now, that was how many years ago? It was 2013, 2012. It's coming to 10 years, I guess. Okay? And I don't think I've lost that what? On the contrary, I think I've what? I've even got any more. Alright? Hallelujah. And, yeah, now I advise you, okay, now this is wisdom, okay? Wisdom speaking. I advise you, don't pray for someone who's supposed to employ you, and they know it, they got a dream to employ you. Don't pray for them, okay? Known to what? Don't pray for them to disobey God. So that what? If you pray for that, eh, God just sees your evil heart, and then you might get plan, which plan, eh? Which is a plan before A. Eh? You might get A negative. Glory be to God. When I was at school for my master's, anyway, please don't do that anyway. Hallelujah. Don't do what? Do your part. Hallelujah. Believe God if it needs to walk to that office building, just walk there. Okay? Yeah, you understand? Do that. Eh? Okay? You need to pray. You need to give. All right? Do that and leave the rest to what? To God. Glory be to God. If things don't work out, all right, it won't be your fault. It won't be your prayers. Hallelujah. It won't be your fault. And just wait for plan B. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. I never want to be in a situation where I am the reason why God's will didn't come to pass. You understand? Eh? Never, never, never. Eh? Yeah, because I know a little bit about God. Eh? And sometimes, contrary to what most of you think, sometimes God is not funny. Sometimes God is not what? He's not funny. He's not always laughing. Hallelujah. I remember years ago, I think it was 2005. Now, in 2004, God told me to do something. So I began to do it. And it became hard. Alright? And Man, I remember I was at home lying down in a chair, and you know, so I'm quiet, you know, but I'm speaking to God, pouring out my heart unto Him, and assuring Him that what? I'm pulling out of this thing. All right? Now, that was the first time in my life, okay, that I ever experienced the anger of God. I was at home, you know, that was the first time I ever experienced the anger, not hunger. Okay? Banyankola, are you hearing? Right. Anger. Obusungu bwachi. Yet at that time, I had fallen for the doctrine that God can never be angry with me. Now I'm there in the chair, I'm assuring God in my heart, whether it was deep prayer. Do you know that deep, where it is not words, it is real. You know that prayer from the depth of your heart? Man, I'm seated. And the moment I offer that suggestion, man, do you know feeling the wrath of God, the anger of God? That's when I began to question the doctrine I had fallen for. 204. Okay? 18 years, isn't it? It's 18 years now. Okay? And yeah, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen? Now, yeah, hallelujah. Today we're making 8 years. Glory be to God. I'm trying to try and come back to the what? To the atmosphere that Joan had said, okay? The Joan and the testimonies. Hallelujah. But you see, yeah, it's not worth celebrating anything if tomorrow you're going to mess yourself up. Hallelujah. It's not worth it. Glory be to God. Okay? Yesterday I was in Lubowa. Hallelujah. I was in Lubowa. I'd gone to see a doctor on Entebbe Road. And then after we were done, yeah, the doctor gave me food on the house, you know, He had to let everyone know that, man, this guy is also a doctor, as in, we treat him, you know, we give him my food, you know, how, anyway, so, after I was done, I was like, you can't be on Entebbe Road, you know, and then you don't, so, I went, okay, because, remember, I have a dream, of a second house there. I was like, let me go and enjoy this place, and thank God that, you know, soon, I'm going to have a house there, okay, but, as I was there, I was like, I mean, if God blesses you with good things, okay, at whatever level they are at, okay, it's not worth having all those good things and then end up in hell. It's not worth it, man. Do you understand? So you enjoy on the earth and then you perish. So that was what was going through my head. And I'm like, this Lubowa, okay, should make me to say, now you enjoy Lubowa, but heaven is a much better place. Glory be to God. And so it's not worth celebrating, yet you're going to get messed up tomorrow. Hallelujah. That's why with celebrations, and especially with this one, it should be a time for us to talk about what has brought us up until this point. Glory be to God. And essentially, you know, sometimes I see it and I'm like, I feel sorry for people who will be in LAT like in 5 years to come, who are here now. And I'm like, because I'm not sure whether my messages will change. So I feel sorry for them. And I'm like, guys, we'll be hearing the same one. You understand? Eh? The same things. Yeah, but hallelujah. If you've read the Bible cover to cover, the entire Bible, you're going to realize that it is the same what? What Isaiah said is what Micah said, is what Hosea said, is what Moses actually first told them. So the prophets are actually saying, you see, Moses told you this, if you don't do this, this will happen. And it has happened. Okay? It is the same old story, same stuff. Glory be to God. Yet powerful. Okay? Every new day, it is different. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Yes. So what has brought us? We're here 8 years, okay? Like she has said, we are alive. We haven't died. Glory be to God. As a church, not as individuals. Eh? Okay? We haven't died. LAT hasn't died. LAT hasn't gotten off the scene. We are here. We are where? We are here. Okay, Mahogany, you know, eh? Okay, we are here. Why are we here? I can tell you, it is one thing. One thing. Glory be to God. Okay? And that thing is called obedience. Hallelujah. It is, we have obeyed. We have obeyed. Hallelujah. We have done what? We have obeyed. Okay? I can sense there are some of you who are, it is that, the reason why you're not so, like, awed by what I've said is because you take obedience lightly. You take obedience how? Lightly. Hallelujah. But you ask Adam. You ask Adam, eh? Ask Adam, ask Eve. All right? I'm telling you, eh? You see, years ago, as I was writing our book, my book, okay? As I was drafting it, as I wrote and I was going to the next chapter, anyway, I got a revelation, okay? That obedience is the most important thing. Alright? Obedience is the most important thing in everything. Alright? Do you know why there's suffering in the earth right now? The Bible says, by one man's disobedience. One. Tebali vanji. Alright? It wasn't a democracy. All right, where you know, the majority of Antubanji messed it up. It was one person, one like this. But this is very important. Eh? One. Okay, hundreds of years have come; they have gone. Katitulimu thousands, and we are still experiencing the suffering, the consequences of one man's disobedience. Alright? And we are, that is found in the first few words of the Bible. Hallelujah. The first few words of the Bible, that's where we find it. Glory be to God. And to me that means it is very important. It is the first, in the first few words of the Bible. Okay? Glory be to God. Do you know why you will be sacked from your job? Alright? It will just be, usually, it is disobedience. Do you understand? It is, you know, eh? Hallelujah. Now, when you get to know the will of God, like LAT has known it over the years, you know, the Bible, I was told, way back, 2nd November, the year 2000, I was in medical school. All right? 2nd November 2000, the Lord told me that you build me a house, all right? And this house shall be of what? Of great magnificence and fame and splendor in the sight of what? All the nations. Glory be. It will be a house of who? Of the Lord. Yeah. A house of who? And you say of great magnificence. You need to go to Knoxville. All right? You went to Budo. Hmm? Hallelujah. Yeah, so that's what we have endeavored to do for the last 8 years. Building a house for the Lord. Okay? Not a house for people. Hallelujah. Okay? Not a house for what? For people. All right? We were not told to focus on humans, on people. You understand? A house for the Lord. You understand? So you do everything for the Lord and for His sake. Glory be to God. Amen? For the Lord and for His what? Sake. First and foremost. Hallelujah. Alright? John shouldn't come here and try to please anybody. Hallelujah. John comes as a minister of the Lord. Alright? And her agenda is to please Sam. Or is to make sure she doesn't offend Brian. Now, when you start that, you become a politician. Eh? Alright? Okay. Rick Joyner said that there's a saying in America that when you know when a politician is lying, now I'm going to give you wisdom. When you know when a politician is lying, all right, you get to know that a politician is lying when he or she opens his mouth. Just known, he or she's lying. Now, anyway, that's a joke. Eh? Yeah, but oftentimes, politicians are lying you. Amen? Okay? Politicians right now are lying you that the government can do something to bring down prices of everything. That's a big lie. Right now, the whole world is in this thing. You understand? They're lying you. Hallelujah. Yeah. On this one, Museveni is saying the truth. They can't do nothing. Hallelujah. Okay, but of course, if it was towards the election, the election year, he would lie you. But now he has 4 years, he's like, this time let me tell them the truth. Nanga sina chakola. Alright, so the guys want him to look bad, tell you, no, guy, anyway. Yeah, so, we are not here to play politics. Do you understand? Okay? Hallelujah. Okay? People usually ask me, and I found a doctor, some lady doctor where the hospital was, yesterday, and she asked me, how are you able to settle things, the truth that you said about Elvis? And I told her that, and I always tell people who ask me that question. I tell them, I did not get out of the medical world, okay, to become a politician. You know, I didn't. Okay? I came to be a shepherd. I came to take care of God's people. You understand? I didn't come to please those people. You understand? I didn't come to please sheep. Hallelujah. Those ones, it is for your mother, for your father, for your sister, for your brother, for your boyfriend, girlfriend. You understand? Hallelujah. For me, I came to what? To do the will of God, to shepherd God's people. So I cannot be there and I'm seeing sheep, the sheep, okay, are going to get into trouble. And Omuntweita u shepherd, okay, is just saying, okay, chive, like let it be. Glory be to God. So now we are here. We have made 8 years, okay, because we have done one thing. We have obeyed God. Hallelujah. We have obeyed God. The things primarily of doing everything we do. Now, that is not to say that we have been 100% perfect. No human is perfect, okay? As a matter of fact, I will tell you the truth. There are times when I haven't said something I wanted to say, okay? Because I thought someone would think, what? Yeah, so in that sense, I became a people pleaser. I became a politician. Hallelujah. But it hasn't been my practice. Glory be to God. It hasn't been my what? Oh, practice. Glory be to God. And I'm sure even Joanne also. There are times when what? Hey, your mother. Okay? Glory be to God. But generally, we have tried. That's why we're here for 8 years. Hallelujah. And by the way, obedience means loving God. Obedience means what? So now, if you don't want to hear that we are here because we have obeyed. Okay, now, let me say it nicely. We are here because we have loved God. Glory be to God. Now you're saying amen. Because you think that loving is emotions. Katyondi wagamba, I love you. Or, like, you know, eh? But if someone tells you, I obey you, you don't feel like you love. Glory be to God. But to God, it actually is. Okay? John chapter 14 verse 21 says that he who has my commandments and keeps them, it is he who loves me. Glory be to God. We have done what? Loved God. We have obeyed God. Glory be to God. All right? We have obeyed God by doing what he tells us to do. All right? Hallelujah. Amen? Glory be to God. You know, this thing called prosperity, financial prosperity, it is a simple thing. Now, I for one, I was told, and by the way, you are also told, because it's in the Bible, and it's because God sometimes speaks through me. Okay, God told you, God told me, that if you joyfully obey the laws of the kingdom, okay, you will never see what? Financial depression. Now, the truth of the matter, in my opinion, some people, not all of them, but most people, the reason why they have been around for ages, years, okay, and financial prosperity has eluded them, especially those who have listened to me for years, okay? Now, please note, I didn't say all of them. Eh? Others, it is whatever, but some people, and I think the majority, okay? It is because they take lightly this thing called giving. You understand? Eh? It is taken lightly. Okay? You get excited about it for a week. Then you'll be warm when your emotions are no longer what now. What? You see, you're operating by emotions. Instead of just doing the will, just obey. You understand? You give when someone tickles you. Eh? That's when now you feel giving. Eh? You understand? Eh? But you see, and that's the thing. Then when it doesn't work because you've gone for a month and nothing, then now you look for something else, what church calls some kapook, think and be, think and become rich. Eh? Yeah? What's that book? Think and Grow Rich, eh? Is it? Think and Grow Rich? No, you understand? Yet if you just listen to your pastor, what he was told, okay, if you joyfully obey, just obey, season in, season out. Glory be to God. One day, something will give way. Glory be to God. Okay, most of the problems Christians have, okay, it is primarily one thing, okay? Taking obedience lightly. Taking obedience what? And we live in a country which takes laws lightly. You understand? Eh? And so it is like, because I guess we're in the same country of lawlessness, so it's like tulina DNA, and we even bring it in the things of God. We somehow think we can get through, we can get the blessings of God, even if we disobey. Because traffic lights have turned red. Ninula wango solo kuitao. I didn't know itao, and nothing happens. Alright? Nothing happens. Okay? So we bring that thinking, alright, in the things of God, and we get messed up. Okay? God, the traffic cop, grabs us. You understand? God grabs us. After the vitara. And by the way, Ugandan cops would do that. Okay? You know those no U-turn? A guy will hides, practically hides somewhere, so that people can make a U-turn and grab them. Then you start negotiating. But by the way, in the U.S. and I think in the other developed countries, okay, what they do is they make sure you don't break the law. All right? So if there's cops on the road, they will position themselves at a place which will prevent you from what? Breaking the law. You understand? Eh? They don't hide. So that you break the law and they get you. I was impressed with that when I was in the States. Guys don't hide. You know now, if you break the law, then you die. You understand? Or you kill a person. Okay? Wisdom is such that prevent someone from what? Breaking the law. Glory be to God. Okay? Yeah, they do that. Eh? And they hope you not to break the law. They hope the person you would have messed up. Eh? If it is on the road, the person you would have killed. Glory be to God. Anyway, so we are in a country which is lawless. Eh? Then someone who is law-abiding becomes all gezi-gezi. Eh? The taxi guys who call it what? Eh? Being wisecard. Eh? No, the taxi guys, it's a Swahili word. Eh? When they say, was, eh? Is that the thing? Was. Anyway, Temuko is what? We tax. You understand? So, yeah, we take obedience lightly. Glory be to God. We take it lightly. You get a job, eh? You have agreed you're going to do things like this. Or they have told you, please, to be called a royalty. Alright, and you agree. But because you take obedience lightly, Ochimanya, Bremarokfuna, the contract, I'm going to what? You know, but they still have to pay me. Yeah, so it is that kind of thing. Hallelujah. But please don't do that. Don't do what? Don't do that. Okay, and it is here 8 years because we have obeyed. We have loved God. Hallelujah. Amen. We are at this 8th year. Okay? I believe it marks the beginning of what in Jed's dream, okay, was referred to as the new normal. Hallelujah. My plan was to get her up here and narrate that dream, but I've already, taken up a lot of her time. But in that dream which she shared on Thursday, and by the way, there's an audio which I think they should get, all right? Yeah, in that dream we were so many, the worship team was, you know, new faces, and the old, of course, all right? And in the dream, she was like, this is a new normal of LAT. Glory be to God. So we are now entering into our promises. Glory be to God. Entering into our promises as a church. Glory be to God. We're entering our promises as a church. Okay? This is starting. Hallelujah. It is what? You see, when you continually obey, eventually something will happen. Glory be to God. Okay, you give, things don't happen, and then you stop. Big mistake. If you know it's the right thing to do, continue. Continue. Glory be to God. Okay, in the same way, you continually disobey. Something will happen. Glory be to God. Something will do that. Will do what? Something will happen. Something bad, by the way. Not a good thing. Glory be to God. These things of Knoxville, what? I have known with Dennis more than I've known what? His wife. Glory be to God. And man, I know with Dennis. Hallelujah. Okay, Dennis is a giver. Then, sometime later, I got to know his wife also. All right? Katya, I don't know who slows the other one down. Saint Joseph family, as in, All right? But usually, those are dangerous couples, in quotes. Okay? With dangerously good. All right? Dangerously what? Good. God, there's no one, and especially in giving, I think in giving, the best whatever should be ngamwena mwena. Muliba givers. But in other things, there should be someone who what? Someone who say man, genda mpola. Hallelujah. You see, giving, you know, God loves giving. With giving, even when you make a mistake, and you give what you shouldn't have given, but it was with a good heart, a sincere heart. There's a way in which God can even wink at that one. You know, you understand? But other things I don't know. Hallelujah. So that Knoxville thing, you know, it's just been a product of by the way, what they have shared with you, it is one of the things how God has what? Blessed them. But there are other things which what? Which you get in a dream. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. So we are entering into our promises. Hallelujah. Okay? We are entering, or we have entered. Hallelujah. And for us to move and grow up to the level of the church, okay, the house of God, of great magnificence and fame and splendor, we shall have to do the things that we have always done. And that is loving God. Doing what? Obeying God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen. We have to continue to do that. Hallelujah. Amen. There was a man called Solomon. The Bible says in 1 Kings chapter 3, verse 3, I think it is, that Solomon did what? Loved the Lord. Okay? How did he love the Lord? By walking in the what? The statutes, all the commandments of his father, David. Okay? And the commandment, the statutes of his father were the laws of God. Okay? Solomon loved the Lord by walking in obedience. But unfortunately, Solomon, at a certain point, he lost it. In 1 Kings chapter 11, okay, it says that at a certain point, Solomon, because of the foreign women he had, okay, he was led into idolatry, okay, worshipping other gods, and forsook the God of his father. He forsook the commandments of God. Hallelujah. All right? And somewhere, I think it is in verse 11, God tells him that what? That because of what he has done, verse 11, okay, he's going to take the kingdom away from him. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Once upon a time, Solomon loved the Lord. Hallelujah. Once upon a time, Solomon loved, and he loved the Lord too much. Is that Nigerian song? Too much. Oh, eh? I can't sing those things. Okay, but they are good. But that too much, it's like I'm just acting for God, you know. And God is not looking for actors. All right? So it says that, therefore the Lord said to Solomon, because you have done this, and have not kept my covenant and my statutes, which I have commanded you, I will surely tear the kingdom away from you and give it to your servant. Give it to someone else. One of the things this should would teach us, okay, as a church, and should teach you as an individual, all right, is that you are not indispensable. Hallelujah. You are not what? You are not indispensable. Anyone who tells you that if God has something to be done and he has told you, and someone will come and tell you that if you don't do it, God is man, his hands are tied. Run away from that person. No one can tie God's hands. That is why there's something called plan what? Plan B. And I guess it's plan C and plan D. Hallelujah. You know, Solomon, okay, not indispensable. God was like, you've messed me up. You once upon a time loved me. But you did what I told you not to do. And I first told Moses, Okubagamba, hundreds of years before you were born, okay, don't worship foreign gods. Hallelujah. But once upon a time, Solomon did the exact opposite. All right? And the Lord said, because what you have done, okay, my kingdom will continue. All right? But for you, all right, I'm going to tear it into, you know, parts and give one to another. But because of your father, Nja Kukule Kerakobu Peace, you make her. Bubili. But that's what he told him. All right? Hallelujah. So, LAT, we should never get to a place where we think we are indispensable. Mukama Febeka Barina Michibuga. Okay? If it is not through us, then through who? Man, that thinking, man, you're going to get in trouble. Eh? Okay? Elijah thought he was the only one left. But the Bible says God had 7,000. Ne Elijah tabamani na ye jebali. Hallelujah. Amen. Okay. Hallelujah. And in fact, when Elijah said, I'm tired, what? God was like, okay. Kati, mantle yo, pass it over. Because you cannot what? You can't tie my hands, Elijah. Now for us, we think Elijah was so indispensable in the plans of God. And God said, no. Because actually, even the guy who came on the scene did double Elijah's things. Double. So who do you prefer, Elijah or Elisha? Amen. Get the double. Plan B better. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. So maybe Solomon blew it. And God was like, but I'll go ahead with my work. Glory be to God. Now, for anything God swore that some things will happen. Hallelujah. They will have to happen. However, after they have happened, okay, God is like, now that they have happened, now my oath doesn't hold. Because now they have happened, now you mess yourselves up, I will also, you know, and sometimes, by the way, God, you know, God told the Jews that you will get destroyed. I will destroy you. Okay? The verses are here, but I won't read them for lack of time. I will destroy you. Because you have destroyed yourself. Huh? Okay? You are born again. Na ye olimubia Allah. Hmm? There's a shop I went to. You know, these days I don't know whether I have a problem of talking too much. Sometimes I tend to think that I think I've grown old. Because usually it is old guys who have the confidence to talk to anyone. You understand? Eh? You enter a shop and you begin to jazz. You understand? So I'm like, maybe what? Which is good. Eh? Because you help to what? To pass on wisdom. Amen? And so there's this shop I entered. I think it was on Thursday. And I asked this young girl, that, are you born again? Then she tells me, yeah. You know, ndim Islam. Nenga ato gambi oli mumulokoli. Ato olim Islam. Nenga mbabi ona. Hasa walokokadi. Nenga mbayi badja. Neban savila. And you accepted Jesus in your heart. She's like, yes. But you're saying you're Muslim. She said, yeah, biona. Ban savila wano, unendo koka. Nimba gamba no kugamba basabile business yange. So now I didn't know where to start. But that's a hard one. Where do you start, Kati? Because you don't have the entire day. So where do you start, Kati? On Omuntu again, the Moloko liyakiriza Yesu. Ni Allah, biona. Ah, Kati na. Ah. I forget what I told her, yeah. All right. Anyway, so you're in those things, serving two masters. You can't serve two masters. You can't do what? You can't. Hallelujah. These things of Indians, not all of them. But you know why? Anyway, Indians have many gods. Many gods. Guys, they can have 100 gods, and praise to all of them. When you come, tell them about Jesus. Some are like, Kawa. You just add 100 and once. Kawa, namugatako. Shouldn't, you know, we shouldn't do those things. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Solomon loved the Lord. Once upon a time, Solomon loved. Mobile guys, Solomon loved God. Okay? There's no commandment which says that offer 1,000 burnt what? Solomon loved God nachikola. In fact, God was so pleased, and that night he appeared to him. Namgamba, ask whatever. Whatever ask, I'll give it to you. Solomon didn't ask for a house in Lovoa. He asked for wisdom. And God was like, my goodness. I've never found someone like this. Okay? He said, now I'm going to give you the wisdom. Then I'm going to even give you what you didn't ask. Solomon loved God. Now, if Solomon could fall, you can also fall. You understand? Eh? And when you fall, things just don't end at falling. There are consequences. Glory be to God. For LHC, the consequence is this one time, man, you can become a cult. A cult? Or you can just remain there a shell but empty. You remember that church, I think the church of Sardis in Revelation, where it says that you have a name that you are alive, but you're dead. Can become like that. Then eventually, by the way, you end up where? In hell. You end up where? In hell. There's a lady I heard of, I think I first heard that from you, Joanne. Or from someone else, but later I found out that Joanne also knows her. Alright? Man, this lady, and so, because I'm a wise person, I hunted her down. When I hear great things about, I don't take things lightly. I have to watch, if possible, I have to get to them. Glory be to God. I have to get to them. And she's just here in Kampala, Wali, in Naguru. Here, in Naguru, here. But by the way, are we in Naguru? Eh? Anyway, wherever we are, it doesn't matter, but Naguru is there. So I hunted that down. I did all I could to get her number. I got it. I called her. Because I had heard of the dreams she had had over the years. I was like, man, I need to hear this thing myself. And I'm like, these are the women which, you know, which people. Anyway, so I got to her. Glory be to God. And when I went to her, I first went to her. Yeah? Before I met her, I first went to a supermarket. New Aikati, she's 60 over Bichi, 60 something, and I Kati no sukari, Arabica, Movako, sugar, like you understand, She's eating healthy, you many have been to. So then in a supermarket, apples, what? Some chicken, what? And it wasn't a lot of what? Kumane. You know things. When you buy stuff, there's when which it can appear like $1 million. You understand, eh? But it, man, 30K. And it's wow, man, you can't, you honor the woman. You want to hear her wisdom. And then you just go out. Bakungambie. That is stupid. Just the way you have presented yourself just shows that no wise person should waste time with you. All right? You don't do those things. Okay? One time I went to meet Serada. But I was taking him. Anyway, I went to meet him. So I go to the reception. Then he told me, okay, who are you? I say, okay, wait. Then Tula Nabalala. Tutula, oh, Tula, TV. Things which are fake. Sit, what? All right. Then after like what 2 hours, well, 1 hour, I heard his voice is coming up. What? Yeah, he's coming from down. So man, the moment he arrived, man, okay, the moment he arrived, I got up like this. Man, you could see the guy's expression. You could see in his, you could tell the guy was like, oh no, God, he's serious. All right. Then later, when I left, he sent me a message. All right. He said that I like the way. Anyway, it was something to the effect that I like the way you treat me. You understand? You see, be careful with old chaps. Be very careful. You know, just play games with your fellow. Fellow guy, you know, but old people, you know those old people, however, they might be broke, but they're old. Do you understand? Those old people have something hallelujah, which you might get, and their children are not going to get. Hallelujah. There's something they will tell you, which they have never told their children. because they're children, they are this father of ours. She's even bad to her mother, what, you know. And when kids, by the way, gang up with her, what? No man can ever win that one. Anyway, be careful, okay? And so I went, I met this lady. I entered with my apples and chicken, remember, white meat? Hey. Togula, bagaya, you know, Togula red meat, I'm advising you. Okay, you know, And it's fast. Anyway, but what I wanted to say is that she told me that once upon a time she had a dream. You know, we are talking about a church just remaining there, but in heaven dead. Eh? So she told me that years ago, she had a dream, but she refused to tell me the name of that church. But I suspected what which church it is. And she told me that she had a dream, and in this dream, she saw adults who are basically church members, okay, of that church, a light church. They were in a Bamba Devinu. Do you know Evinu? Eh? Evinu. Joan has been in Kampala for ages, so she knows the shorts, okay? Evinu is shorts. Okay, shorts, okay? Like school kids or Budo or level. Those schools. Okay, Havambala what? Shorts. Okay? And you saw these adults, they were like kids wearing shorts, okay? And then they told her, okay? They told the woman that we know we are not going to heaven. We have our Jesus, and we know we're not going to heaven, and we don't care. They were basically, in my mind, they were cool guys. You know, say, we know we have our Jesus, as in some other words, we Jesus, okay? We know we're not going to heaven, and we were cowering about the what? We should say kids, basically. All right? And so you can get to that ulevunga mulia wo you just meet every Sunday ngaba rotary. Kwanga naba rotary right now what? Fellowships. By the way, rotary, you can't convince me. I've attended three and it wasn't by choice. Once upon a time, I was in Jinja. I stayed with a friend who was like a chair, whatever, of the Rotary saw, and I was staying in his house. So he got me into attending a Rotary thing. But you can then sometime later I attended another one in Bulindo, another time about where. But they're all the same, just obscenity, all the jokes, everything. You can't tell me. Rotary. However much you tell me that was the president of which province, what? Then they say, why, like a decent guy? Wapi, those are just what? Physical rubbish. You can't. So, because by those jokes, it's like they're official. Official. So you can't tell me you attend Rotary every Thursday. Orimunokole, every Thursday, Jolly. You can't. You can't. You are born again, but you're playing with fire. I don't doubt your salvation because I'm not the one who are. Alokola abantu. Olimulokola, yes, but you are playing with fire. Eh? Glory be to God. So, Joan, what am I saying? Hallelujah. Eh? Anyway, we have loved God. We have obeyed him. Glory be to God. We have done what? That's why we are here. Hallelujah. All right? And we have to be, you know, this obedience, loving God of whatever, you know, Even when you know, hallelujah. Now, like, I can't stand when I'm seeing worship unto God being messed up. I just can't stand it. Because for me, I'm thinking that banange God, it was the one for God, negative. Because it can't just be sound, what? For me, I'm thinking, God, we came to offer incense, You know, I just can't. Hallelujah. Because to a degree, I love God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen. Young children, okay? Obey the commandments of what? Of God. Obey your parents. Obey your what? Obey your parents, young children. And the Bible says if you obey your parents, okay, God will do what? There's a long life, eh? And what else? Katimbuza abakulu. What else will your children get when they obey you? Okay? Eh? Long life and what? Anyway, children, obey God. Amen? Children, obey God and obey your parents. Obey your what? Your parents. Hallelujah. Amen? I am told that Manzi is very obedient. Okay? Children, give Manzi a big hand clap. Haven't gotten a report about this one. Hallelujah. Okay? Teach your children to obey God. Hallelujah. Amen? But I think it is easier for them to obey God if they start by obeying you. Isn't it? Am I wrong? Many family experts. Is that true? Yeah, you know, there are parents who are not teaching their children to obey them. Okay, a kid who disobeys. Now, like this thing of saying, I told you to come. I told you to come. You have refused. Now, I'm going to count 10. I'm going to count what? If up to 10 you're not here, you're going to see. Then you start 1. 2, 3. So do you see, you're teaching the kid to disobey. They shouldn't be counting. They shouldn't be counting. So you're teaching the child, basically, take long to obey until when you see what? The fire is reaching me. Those things of counting. Don't count. Hallelujah. You understand? You're teaching a child, you're indirectly teaching the child disobedience, big-headedness, hard-heartedness, insolence, which are the word. Do you understand? Okay? Your mothers are not going to count anymore. Hallelujah. Just obey. Hallelujah. And God will bless you when he sees that what? You obey your parents, children. Hallelujah. The Kalibalas. Are you listening? Glory be to God. Amen? Yeah. John. Obedience. Obedience. The angel you're kind of with no? With your money? Obedience. And it has worked. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. God told me in 1999, if you joyfully obey the laws of giving and receiving. Now, no human can get me out of giving. Okay? If Rachel tries to stop me, like she gives me money. By the way, usually she gives me what? Some money which you give. But if she gives me and then she sends me a memo that don't give away this, I can't obey her because she's not God. Do you understand? I think Bwangambecho, I Mbanda Wanga Tanjagaliza because she wants me to down the road to suffer financial what? So I can't. Okay? Hallelujah. One time I say that the reason why, man, I give, one of the reasons is that because I fear to be poor. So after that, service, Joan asked her kids, that, what did you learn today? And I think one of them said that, Pastor Mother said, anyway, not what you learned, but anyway, one of the kids said once that, hey, Pastor Moses fears to be poor. Because man, being poor is not funny. Zekati bampa the key. Bampa chi? Echitumuruzwa. That's why we are headed to where? Uluboa. That's why I went there to see where I'm coming. And no one can stop me from going there. You stop me, mukama nachi kiriza. You'll be like, now, cut. Plan B. Plan B. Twins Washington. When I have a property, I'm telling you, these things are real. Do you understand? Eh? These things are, someone was stopped from going to a school in Uganda. God didn't take them to another school in Uganda. It was overseas. So why can't a Plan B house, be in what? Washington. Ngabakuganye, a kasangat. What? Do you understand? These things are real. Glory be to God. Hallelujah.
Last Adam Tabernacle, Christ for the Nations.